Mohammed Aleph.
Yeah.
So, well, let's start again. We didn't get that far. Okay. Again, as we saw yesterday, if a person has to take a cat nap during the afternoon, so you should. So we discussed before. We'll see a little later. It's really not the best thing to sleep during the day. But if a person has to, again, some bring down that, you know, people sometimes took a brief nap during the day so that they could learn late at night. So, you know, or else someone would be able to learn late at night. So, again, you have to weigh all those things. The Rama says, we saw yesterday, when you wake up from that cat nap, the afternoon nap, you don't have to make the bracha lokai neshama. Because the Torah we discussed is an issue. Usually we don't say it, but the Mishnah Berurah brings out some people do. Leaving that aside, v'yeshomim, shikra kam shishan yivinom, and some say that before you sleep during the day, again, you don't have to say amapil, you don't have to say shema, but you say v'yinom, just that v'yinom. So because of the mazikim, good. And the Machaber picks up, uvachlo yarech ba, she'asu lisham b'yom, yoser mishinas hasus. A person should not sleep a lot during the day, more than the sleep of a horse, which is shushitin nishmin, which is like 60 breaths. So again, for all the way back, we discussed this yesterday. Again, so a whole discussion in Dalit. How long is that? Is it just a few minutes? Is it longer? Is it a few hours? Again, generally we take the middle road. That's like a half an hour, around a half an hour. Now again, we're leaving Shabbos out of this also. And even this amount, even a short nap, the reason why a person should sleep during the day is not for your physical pleasure. The focus, a person's focus has to be, and that will be the topic of this very important siman, see a long siman, but a very important siman, is that whatever we do, so here we're talking about taking a nap, the focus, the intent, the idea behind that should be so that my body is stronger so I could serve Hashem. And this applies not just by sleep or by a cat nap, by anything, but applies by everything and any pleasure in this world. So you don't have in mind just, again, that's the whole world. The whole world just has in mind when they eat something to get pleasure out of it. We, Ella la'avodas ha'bara yisbarach, everything we do has to be with that focus, so that I could serve Hashem better. That's the focus. That's the basis. Kiddushiv, as you know, famous pasuk. In all our paths, in any road that we go, we have to know Hashem. So now again, as we discussed a few times, you know, like a person could warp this, right? I have to buy a Ferrari because, you know, I have to get to shul faster. You know, like I don't know, it's all a shame shemayim, right? Yeah, exactly. But we'll see that again. In a very logical sense, that's the beauty of Torah. The beauty of Torah is we're not just spiritual one day of the week or at certain times, or everything we do has to be infused with ruchnius. And that's the idea here. And we're going to see. Amru chachamim, kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim. So what does that possibly mean? Everything we do. It's not just when we're in shul or when yeshiva or whatever. Everything we do. I feel dvarim shel rishus, even mundane, not obligatory things. Everything has to be l'shem shemayim. For example, kigam, achilas shtia, eating, drinking, halicha, walking, yeshiva, sitting, kima, standing, tashmish, relations between husband and wife. We'll get into that. Sicha, speaking, right? V'chol tzarchei gufecha, any physical thing. You kulam lavos borecha. Everything has to be to serve Hashem. Oladavar hagorim avodaso. Or, sometimes that's not, or something, the intent has to be for something that will cause, result in avodas Hashem. Okay? Shafilu hayat some virav. Person's hungry, person's thirsty. Im achav shasala anaso. If you just eat to or drink to satisfy a physical pleasure, ain't a meshubach. Doesn't say it's asur, right? But it's not meshubach. That's not praiseworthy. You have to eat, you have to drink. El yischavin shiachol v'yishta kefi chiyuso la'avoda la'avod esbaro. Like, just say very, so a little knetch makes a very big difference, right? There's nothing wrong with enjoying the food, but I enjoy the food so I could serve Hashem better. Right? Again, this gets into the Ferrari problem. You know, you can say, you can take this far, but again, we have to eat, we have to drink, we have to exercise, right? Well, whatever it is, so you feel better. You know, anybody who, I remember when I lived in the Rashiva's house, it was, I think, the first or second night that I was there. So, you know, I used to run it. I used to run until a few years ago. So I remember I got my stuff on. It was late at night, you know. It was a safe neighborhood, and one of the rare safe neighborhoods in there. And I had my stuff on, and my jogging outfit, I was walking out of the house. Rashi was talking to me. I said, you know, well, and I said, I run, I jog. He said, oh, it's very good, you know, it's very good, you know. And you know, you could feel, I felt the effect of my learning, like, you know, the endorphins on, you know, like. You know, so if you're doing it because you want to be buffed, you want to look, that's not it. But you feel, you know, like, I have to exercise so I feel better, take care of my body so I could feel better, and so I could learn better. I'm clearer, I'm better, I'm stronger, I could focus better. Something that's gorem to the avodas Hashem. So it's not mishum. Eli yischaven shiyochol v'yishta. When you're eating or drinking, kfi chiyuso la'avod esboro. I'm eating good. You gotta eat. You gotta eat. You don't eat, it's not good. You have to eat the right things. You have to, as always on the Rabbi Chay. Rabbi Chay was always careful about what he ate, how he ate. When he'd rush, he would eat, but, you know? Somebody who was a big Rosh Hashiva now, was his chavrusa for a while, told me that Rabbi Chay, you know, he'd ask this guy when he was younger, like, so what did you eat today? The guy, you know, wanted to get going with the Seder, right? You know, no, it's important. You know, what did you eat? How did you, you know, like, it was very interesting. Now, imagine, you're sitting in a group of big Talmid Chachamim. V'lama b'makom tzadikim, you know, you're in the company of great people. V'leilech b'etzas t'mimim, im asala anas atzmo. That could be, you can mess that up too. You're sitting, imagine, you're sitting with, you're a fly on the wall. I mean, you're not a fly. Moatzes Gdolei HaTorah meeting, right? You know, fantastic, right? So, no, that could, you can mess that up. If you do that for your own, so for your v'tavos, so to fulfill your desires, ain't a meshuvach. Elim kein also l'shem shemayim, right? You go around saying, you know, not too many people at that meeting. I was at that meeting, right? Right, the Geichazi, right? Like the Geichazi syndrome, right? If you sit there, right? If you sit there because you'll learn so much by observing these people, and you'll gain from it. You'll come closer to Hashem by just that experience, and you'll probably learn something very practical also. So that has to be it. Now again, two people doing the exact same thing, right? One person's walking around, yeah, I was at the Moses HaGadolah meeting. Right? The other person's saying, well, look, you know, I saw whatever Rashiva do this. You know, I saw, heard that, you know. Something. Okay, we'll pick this up later tomorrow.